My name is Janie, and I'll be leading the devotional today. If you could please turn to your one book. If you don't have a copy, I think we have a few at the back. We'll be reading from page 94. And we'll read through the verses and all the way through to the devotional. Mark chapter 8, verses 1 to 21. In those days, when there was again a great crowd without anything to eat, he called his disciples and said to them, I have compassion for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a great distance. His disciples replied, How can one feed these people with bread here in the desert? He asked them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7. Then he ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute, and they distributed them to the crowd. They had also a few small fish, and after blessing them, he ordered that these too should be distributed. They ate and were filled, and they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. Now there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha.
Sorry.
The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, asking him for a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly I tell you, no sign will be given to this generation. And he left them, and getting into the boat again, he went across to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to bring any bread, and they had only 1 loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, Watch out, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod. They said to one another, It is because we have no bread. And becoming aware of it, Jesus said to them, Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and fail to see? Do you have ears and fail to hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketful of broken pieces did you collect? They said to him, 12. And the 7 for the 4,000, how many basketful of broken pieces did you collect? And they said to him, 7. Then he said to them, Do you not yet understand? Perhaps you have caught a cold or flu in the past few months of Hong Kong's sickly season. Isn't it amazing that such a microscopic virus could make your body ache and sweat? Such is the disease of unbelief, as told through Jesus' warning about leaven, the Jewish symbol of corruption. Unbelief spread wildly once it starts. Unbelief was amongst the Pharisees when they continued to ask Jesus for a miraculous sign. Now, unbelief was also amongst the disciples when they failed to understand that Jesus was more than a powerful rabbi. Like the way we are careful to wear masks on a crowded bus, so Jesus warns us to be careful to guard against contagious unbelief. Unbelief has many forms today. The focus on do's and don'ts more than on what Christ has done. Doubts about the Bible, prayerlessness, worry, and workaholism, to name a few. You'll find unbelief within the church as well as outside, too. Only Christ himself working through the Bible, prayer, worship, fellowship, and your service will keep you immune from infection. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that we can spend the first hour of our day with you this morning. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to come and just really minister to each and every one of us as we listen to your message and also as we spend our time in prayer, that you would give us revelation and you would just really come and touch our hearts, Lord. So we just ask that you speak clearly today and also that, you know, our prayers will be heard by you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're all familiar with the story of Jesus and the disciples feeding the multitude. And, you know, with just 1 loaf of bread and a little bit of fish, they feed 4,000 or 5,000 people, which is, you know, definitely a huge miracle by any standards. And the funny thing is the Pharisees then come to Jesus and ask for a sign. as if that wasn't a sign enough, right? Because if you witnessed someone feeding, you know, thousands of people with just a little bit of food, anyone would consider that a sign. But yet, you know, they have the guts basically to go to Jesus and say, "Hey, I need a bigger sign." That's effectively what they're saying. So obviously, Jesus is frustrated, maybe even angry at the Pharisees for their question. And when he sees the disciples, you know, he basically says, "Watch out, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod." And later in the devotional, Pastor Randall Young, who is a pastor at ECC, he says, you know, warning about leaven, which is the Jewish symbol of corruption. So, you know, I looked up what that means. So leaven, just, you know, by definition, is a substance as yeast or baking powder that causes fermentation and expansion of dough or batter. Another definition is an element that produces an altering or transforming influence. So in the old days, apparently, instead of using, say, baking soda, baking powder, or yeast, they would take a little bit of lump from an old dough. If they bake, you know, if they baked bread a week ago, they'd take a little bit of that piece of the dough and mix it with a new batch of dough, and that would actually make the entire new dough puff up. So that's, you know, in the ancient days, that's how they made the bread rise. When they refer to leaven, they're talking about this idea of sin and pride, how even just a little bit can basically corrupt a large amount. So that's what Pastor Randall is referring to when he says leaven is a Jewish symbol of corruption. Even a little bit can corrupt a large amount. And it was often used as a reference for sin and pride, or illustration of sin and pride. And then he says, you know, watch out, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod. And he's effectively saying, beware of the evil way the Pharisees and Herod thinks of the kingdom of the Messiah. And if we think about sort of the old way of believing or thinking about the kingdom before Jesus came, versus what Jesus is trying to represent here, I think the idea becomes clear. One of the commentaries said that, you know, it is sort of an idea that Pharisees and Herod idealized the kingdom as domineering power and authority. So for Herod, it would have been a political authority, a political dominance. And for the Pharisees, in their mind, the kingdom of God would have been a spiritual idea of spiritual dominance and authority. And, you know, whenever Jesus performed miracles, if you think about, you know, why he did them, he obviously refused to give a sign to the Pharisees, you know, people with a very hardened heart. When he did perform miracles, if you think about it, it was for the weak, and it was for the broken, it was for the sick. And it was, you know, it was to bring life to them and hope to them. So it was really out of mercy. It wasn't to show that he was this all-powerful. So then it becomes clear that, you know, Jesus' representation of the kingdom of God is that of mercy, not of power. So in the devotional, he says, you know, again, Pastor Randall says, unbelief is contagious. And because of that, it is important to constantly read and work through the Bible, prayer, worship, fellowship, and your service will keep you immune from infection. And infection he represents as doubts about the Bible, prayerlessness, worry, and workaholism, to name a few. And, you know, I think the influence is clear, because I think we often forget, even when Jesus shows mercy or he shows up in a big way in our life, we often forget what he has done in our lives. We read through this verse, and then when we see the disciples who just fed thousands, you know, they didn't come back to the boat, and they go, "Oh crap, we forgot. We only have one bread again." And then and then when Jesus rebukes them about, you know, don't be like the Pharisees, they go, "Oh, is it because of the bread?" And you kind of think, "Are they stupid? How can they have forgotten that they just fed thousands, you know? How can they worry that they can't now feed 12 people, you know?" So, I mean, you read it and just go, duh. But then if I, you know, look at my own life, or if we just reflect on our own lives, don't we do the same thing, really? You know, we may worry about finances one day, and God, you know, shows up and provides. And so we get all excited, and we go, oh, thank you, Lord, you really answered my prayer. And the next year, same situation. We again worry about the same thing, finances. Will God provide? And we question. And again, it repeats, right? And somehow our memory of God's working is so short-term. And it could be about work, you know, will we find right jobs, you know, will he provide in the right way, will I perform this year the same way I did last year? And we're always desperate and going, God, you know, will you show up again? Or maybe it's about spouse, you know, we worry about God providing for that spouse. So there's a millions of ways where we could worry, even when we witness God working, you know, even direct, whether it's directly through us or through people around us, we often forget that God does provide, and we witness them with our own eyes, yet we ask the same question. And I think, you know, when he says it's important to be around not just Bible, prayer, worship, but also fellowship, you know, I think it stresses the importance of being in that right community. You know, sometimes I'm sure you've been around people who inspire faith, but then there are others, when you spend time with them, it would take away from your faith. They may question your, you know, faith. They may question what you're doing. And it makes you kind of question, is it kind of stupid of me to be thinking God will come through? And that's contrary to what the world would make us believe. So I wanted to share some verses that would echo, Pastor Randall's comments about how we need to constantly work through Bible, prayer, worship, fellowship, and service. If you could please turn to Ephesians 5. I'll read from verses 1 to 21. It's talking about being imitators of God. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deed of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of these things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they're exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. So as we worship, I just wanted to leave you with this thought. For us to just reflect, you know, are we corrupting our minds with unbelief? Are we around people who make, you know, unbelief contagious to us, you know, or even are we being people that inspire faith in other people around us? Or, you know, are we corrupting other people with unbelief? So let's just reflect as we worship. This morning, let's recount some of the blessings God has given in our lives. Unanswered prayers. Even if it's a little incident when you know God came through for you, let's just remember them this morning and ask God to help us with our unbelief. That we would remember all those little things that God has done for us in our lives. And that we wouldn't forget them, and that would increase our faith in the way we look forward, in the way we live our lives today and tomorrow. And let's just go to God. And if there's any, you know, condemnation, even if you know God has come through for you, but in any way, if you feel like you've messed up, so you don't deserve the same goodness anymore, we come against that. And let's ask God that that's a lie from the enemy, and that's not from God. And if there is anything, you know, that holds us back, let's ask God for forgiveness and repent. There's nothing holding us back, you know, from really benefiting from the fullness of God's blessing. Let's lift up Pastor Randall, who wrote this devotional. His lead pastor at Kowloon ECC. So let's lift up his ministry, his church, and that God would anoint him and really bless his church and his community, that it would really grow in God's kingdom. So let's lift up Pastor Randall and Kowloon ECC. Let's go to community focus. You know, let's lift up all of our family members, church members, family members who are going through cancer, going through chemo, and all the other illnesses. Let's ask for God's healing over them, for God's miraculous power be upon them, and, you know, be a testimony to the family and to those around them, and for us as well. So let's lift up our church members' family. Let's also lift up those in our community's family members who are ill but also need to be saved. So let's lift up them to the Lord, and God's, you know, salvation will be with them, that they'll be able to just really see the truth and receive Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Let's just lift them up. Let's lift up others in the community with infirmities. Let's pray for God's healing over them. And let's lift up our brothers and sisters who are looking for jobs. Let's pray that God will open new opportunities for them, that they'll, you know, God will put them in touch with the right people, or the right opportunities, and that, you know, their favor, his favor will be upon them during the interview process as well. Let's go to mission focus. Let's pray for the nation of Cambodia and the ministries that we support there. Pastor O, New Life Church, Pastor Tang, Center of Peace Orphanage, and our sister Grace Chung and Bloom. Let's just lift up that, you know, God will just really bring freedom to this land for the people who are oppressed, and to really nourish the ministers who are there, that God would strengthen them and refresh them every day. Let's lift them up. The Philippines, Solomon's Clinic, and Mr. Zhang as well, and also the nation of Bhutan. Let's pray for SP Ministries. Let's lift up intercessory prayer team, and let's lift up Matt, who leads this team, that he will you know, always hear from God, and God will give him discernment and wisdom. And also for Cascade, Leanne, and also all the ministers who serve for this ministry. The Well, Larry, who leads, also along with other ministers who pray for others in this ministry. And let's lift up the local outreach and Pastor Sophia, who leads. And also let's lift up all the house churches as we'll be going out to various outreach programs, you know, leading up to Easter, that it'll be all fruitful experiences for not just us, but for the people that we come across. So let's lift up SP Ministries this morning. And let's lift up the house churches that will be meeting tonight. Causeway Bay, McDaddy, McRobinson, Tregunter, and Waterfront. Let's ask that God's presence will be there, you know, as they fellowship with one another and also with the Lord. Father, we just thank you for speaking to us this morning and sharing this devotional. And Lord, we just ask, Father, if we have forgotten the good that you have done in our lives, that we would remember them this morning, and that it would help to increase our faith, Lord. Just really help our unbelief, Lord. And Lord, I just ask, Father God, if there are things that we continue to worry about and things that keep on coming back with a hook, Lord, we just come against them, Lord, and ask that you will just really minister to us, Lord God, that those things will not worry us anymore, but we'll just constantly fill our days, Father, with the Bible and with prayer and with the Word and with, you know, with our brothers and sisters to help us in our walk of faith, Lord God. So, Lord, just help us and, yeah, watch over us throughout this today and this week, that your presence will be with us. In Jesus' name we pray.